I meet Noah Stricker early on a rainy morning at Fern Ridge Reservoir in West Eugene. He says this is the best birding spot in Western Oregon.
And in the winter, tens of thousands of Canada geese and hundreds of tundra swans roost out here at night. And then in the morning, they fly out to all the farm fields so that they can spend the day eating out there. What I'm hoping is a few will fly over our heads as we're standing out here.
We can see geese and swans out on the water. Stricker looks at them through his birding scope. Stricker says he's been in love with birding since his first visit to the Malheur Wildlife Refuge as a kid. It's in the news these days because of the armed occupation that's now nearly 2 weeks old. Stricker had planned to visit Malheur later this month. He says he hopes the militants are made to leave.
Oh, I'm angry about it, as are most birders, if not all birders, and most other people, I think. These guys have no right to be there. They're just trying to use it for their own interests.
Stricker's big year started in Antarctica. He visited all seven continents, ending the year in India. Stricker connected with local birders in each place he visited.
That was my whole strategy, was to never go birding alone.
Stricker has already authored 2 books about birds. He funded the trip with proceeds from a book deal.
And I would sleep on people's couches and sleep on floors and just sack out in the forest and wherever and eat whatever and just do whatever it took on a pretty low budget to see the birds.
Stricker found a global community of birders on his travels. He says at the start of his journey, he wondered if he'd get sick of birding.
On reflection, I think I didn't need to worry about that at all. If you think about bird watching as like an addiction, I'm totally addicted to birds. Then if you feed an addiction, it's not going to make it go away. It's just going to make it get worse and worse. And I think that's what happened. By the end of the year, instead of thinking, I'm happy to be done, I was thinking, well, I could just do this forever.
Stricker says he learned from the local birders about the continuing threats of habitat destruction. The other big concern, climate change.
They would say things like, the rains were really predictable until about 5 or 6 years ago, and now it's been horrendous droughts the past several years or all kinds of different things, and they would inevitably blame it on climate change. And so it seemed to me by the end of the year that climate change is something that we're not just arguing about in newspapers. It really is something real that's affecting real people in real places.
Stricker believes we're in a golden age of birding, and that in a decade or so, there won't be as many. He broke the world record for a big year of birding by quite a bit. The previous number was 4,342. He found 6,042. A Dutch man is currently on the hunt to surpass that number. Stricker says he's still getting used to being home after a year on the road.
It is strange. I wake up in the morning still and I think, where am I? What birds are there? It's weird to not wake up with a target list and a plane ticket to the next spot.
Noah Stricker is now on to the next phase of his project, writing a book about his big year.
Oh, there goes a bunch of the geese.
As we stand on the edge of the mud flat that is Fern Ridge Reservoir in winter, the geese fly overhead. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News, at Fern Ridge.